Well, welcome all you penitents, voyeurs, deviants. It is another Sunday and another confession. Let's see what we have this week. Dear Mistress Isabel, I haven't really been bad, at least. I don't think I have, but I do have a secret that I can't share with anyone else. I recently found out that my wife has been fucking another man for the past 2 years. I guess I shouldn't really be surprised since our sex life hasn't been that great. I mean, I don't think I really satisfy her. The only time she orgasms with me is if I go down on her. And the last year or so, that is all she's let me do with her. I haven't had sex with my wife in a whole year. A few weeks ago, she left her email account signed in, and I took a peek. I know it's wrong, but I've been so suspicious of her behavior that I just had to look. I found several email conversations between her and a young man we both know. He's our neighbor's son and is still living at home while he attends college. I don't know what to do. Should I confront her? What if she doesn't want to stop seeing him? Some of those emails were so explicit and talk about things she has never done with me. But the biggest secret of all is that while I was reading those emails, I got hard. I was so turned on that I had to stroke myself right there at the desk. Ever since then, I can't stop obsessing about it. I masturbate almost every day to the idea of her fucking this young man. And even when she allows me to go down on her, I can't stop thinking about the fact that his cock has been inside her. I have no idea what to do or how to control these feelings, and most of all, I don't want to lose my beautiful wife. Sincerely, Cuckold Strokes a Lot. Well, 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 my dear little Cuckold Strokes a Lot. It sounds like you have quite a dilemma on your hands. A beautiful wife who won't fuck you, and who's fucking another man, a much younger man. You so desperate not to lose her. And to top it all off, a growing sexual obsession with the thought of your beautiful wife with this young man. Well, first of all, you need to think about why exactly this is happening. I'm pretty sure the answer is obvious, and you practically said it yourself in your letter. Yes, that's right, my little cuckold. The core issue here is that you obviously do not satisfy your wife sexually. And from the sound of it, you never have. I mean, no sex for a whole year? You had to have known deep down inside that she was fucking someone else. The emails you found were just confirmation of what you really should have already known. You probably did know it deep down inside, didn't you? As for you sneaking a look at her private emails, well, that will have to be addressed, won't it? Certainly not the kind of behavior we want to encourage. So, my first instruction to you is to confess to your wife about what you did and beg her forgiveness. Yes. I know I said I'm not in the business of forgiveness, but that doesn't mean your wife won't forgive you. Yes, you heard me right, my little cuckold. You will beg her forgiveness. Do not even try and get self-righteous about this. I mean, Obviously, if you were a real man taking care of her needs, none of this would have happened, now would it? Next, you will ask her what she wants to do, how she wants to proceed. After that, I want you to report back to me. And I also want a detailed account of exactly how you attempted to please her when she did allow you to fuck her. Every little detail, I want you to write it down. From the size and thickness of your cock when it's hard, how long you lasted, how you fucked her, where you fucked her, how often she let you fuck her. That is, before she stopped fucking you altogether. And, you know, so forth. I'm pretty sure I can guess the general gist of what you will say, but I need you to openly and fully acknowledge your shortcomings before we can go any further. So, run along now, my little cuckold. You have things to do, and I will be awaiting your report. And don't even begin to think that I've forgotten about your wayward cock-stroking. That shall be addressed as well. Hello, my deviant darlings. This is Isabel, and you've been listening to an erotic confessional Sunday recording. To hear more confessions, or to read and listen to some of my free erotica, visit my blog at www.eroticconfessional.com. If you want a chance of being featured as next Sunday's penitent, send an email to isabel@enchantrixempire.com. And if you want to make a confession directly to me, then call me at 1-800-601-7259. You know what they say. Confession is good for the soul.